and line you up, line you up. And how long it lasts. One whole moon, two palm trees. Who's everyone? The future of feeling. Say. The difference between one and two is a dream. Light it up, light it up. Light it up, light it up. If you wanted love, I wanted to remain in love with us.
Evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight, you've heard something from Eric Chanel, a new album called Say Laura, and you heard an abridged version of that track, and that's a new release forthcoming on Constellation Records. It's going to be out on February 18th, and if you're not familiar, Eric Chenot is a longtime experimental artist who's been out on Constellation Records for numerous releases, and he was in a punk group, post-punk group called Flag Camp, and he's released a lot of solo stuff on Constellation Records. Definitely check out his work if you kind of like the kind of experimental kind of guitar style that you heard on that track. Once again, that's Eric Chenot out of Toronto, and a new release out on Constellation Records. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, like I said, and tonight I'm going to be playing a lot of new stuff that I'm checking out. And to start off the program, we're going to hear something from local artist Cyrillic Typewriter. A new release called Buzz is what you're going to hear. The track called Jumping Off a Wall is what I'm going to play. And if you're not familiar, that's a local artist, mainly the work of Jason Zampano, as well as Paul Rigby, doing pedal steel on this album. You can check it out at the Cyrillic Typewriter. .bandcamp.com, and it's also put out on Jazz Records. That's Jazz with one Z. And so yeah, I think we'll just hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from the Cyrillic Typewriter.
Thank you. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present,
Rhythms India,
alternating Sundays 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And from Montreal, that was something from Torngat, a track called Afternoon Moon Pie. It's taken from the 2009 album called La Petite Nicole. And Torngat is based out of Montreal, and it's an instrumental trio. And it's made up of some members of Bellorquest and the Luyas, I believe, at least associated with those bands. There is, I think, quite a few members in Bellorquest. Yeah, so that's some kind of older Canadian kind of instrumental, I guess kind of post-rock. But anyways, you can check it out at torngat.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was a local artist, the Strelick Typewriter, with a track called Jumping Off a Wall. It's taken up from the brand new album called Buzz. That album's doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. Right now it's sitting at number 48, and that's put out on local label Jazz Records. That's J-A-Z. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to be on air until 9 p.m. tonight. Up next, we're going to hear some older stuff. We're going to hear something from a Montreal group called The Winks, and I haven't played this one in a while, but I was reminiscing over this album, and kind of the recent stuff I've been playing tonight kind of remind me of it. So anyways, you can hear something from the album called Birthday Party, and you'll hear a track called Slumber Party Let's Go. And once again, that's The Winks, and who are, I do believe, broken up. I'm not sure exactly when, sometime maybe around 2010 or so. But anyways, if you haven't checked out their music, definitely check it out. It's a great Canadian band. And then after The Winks, we're going to hear something from a Canadian-born, UK-based artist named Laura Resnick, and she has a new album out called Agrimony. You'll hear the opening track called You Are Bad. And I think we'll just hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Winks with a track called Slumber Party. Let's go. Thank you.
You act like I do, and I act like you. Then we're like two actors whose lines we once knew. I was something to someone, but no one you knew. I had riddles for days I could ask you a few. Of a Christ, they'll call us both crooks and say that we meant well, but it won't mean much cause we meddled with things we weren't meant to touch. Who am I? Who I? Who are we to do the things that we do? Bad, yes, you're bad, but you're better than me. Oh, I've never known such cold or hostile terrain. You're once can be. I'm a hand with no thumbs, or I let you set free. You're better than me. Just in between, cause you're bad, yes, you're bad, but you're better than me.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you had just heard was something from Laura Resnick, a track called You Are Bad, and that's taken from the Agrimony release. And she is a Canadian-born but UK-based artist. You can check her Bandcamp out at lauraresnick.bandcamp.com. Prior to Laura, you heard something from The Winx, the 2006 release called Birthday Party, out on I do believe Victoria's Ache Records. You heard the opening track called Slumber Party Let's Go. And The Winx were Montreal based, but they're I do believe Vancouver born, I guess. But anyways, they are broken up, unfortunately. But they put out a handful of really, really great releases, and definitely check them out if you kind of like that kind of almost kind of chamber pop, a little bit kind of jazzy type music. But anyways, that was The Winx. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock, like I said, and I'm kind of excited to announce some concerts. Oddly enough, I haven't been announcing too many concerts just because there hasn't been any, obviously. But anyways, the latest release, or latest announcement, is something from Mogwai. They are going to be doing a North American tour this year. They are going to be doing a tour with Ye Gods, as well as Nina Anastasia. And I'm pretty excited for this because there's a Vancouver date sometime in April. I do believe it's April 6th, which is a Monday. Pretty cool. I've seen both of these artists a number of years ago, so I'm really excited to see Nina Anastasia again. I saw Nina Anastasia in 2007 at South by Southwest, and she was playing with Jim White. It was really, really cool show, very intimate, and very small show. And if you're not familiar with Nina Anastasia, she's an artist that's based out of Los Angeles, but she has put out a few releases on the Fat Cat label, as well as Touch and Go Records. But she has since been on a long hiatus since 2010's album called Outlaster. But she did put out a single in 2018 called Handmade Card. And on her Bandcamp, she announced that she's going to be doing or putting out some new music soon. She had mentioned that she was recording with Steve Albini. So there's probably going to be some forthcoming music, but she's been on a long hiatus. And she should have a new album out soon. Perhaps it'll be out before the time the tour starts. But anyways, we're going to hear the most recent music from Nina Anastasia. It's called Handmade Card, and this is only available on her Bandcamp. After Nina Anastasia, we're going to hear something from Mogwai themselves and a track called Dry Fantasy. That's taken from the As the Love Continues album. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Nina Anastasia. This track is called Handmade Card.
Oh, money saved, we'll be okay.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Mogwai and a track called Dry Fantasy. That's off the As the Love Continues release, and that was prior to Mogwai, you heard something from Nina Anastasia with a very Christmassy song called Handmade Card, and that's a single that she put out in 2018, and Mogwai and Nina Anastasia are going to be doing a tour this year, and they will be playing Vancouver, and I had actually misspoke. April 18th is the date, and that is a Monday, and Ye Gods is not actually playing in the Vancouver date, but they are playing a few of the initial tour dates for Mogwai. So very excited to see both those artists, and hopefully the numbers for COVID-19 will be down. It'll be a little bit more safer to attend. But we'll have to see how things are in the fall, or in the spring, I should say. Anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, like I said, and I'm playing a lot of stuff that I've been checking out recently, a lot of new stuff, and different stuff like that. So up next, we're going to hear something from a new release from Biosphere. They have a new release out called Shortwave Memories that was just put out. Pretty excited to hear this. If you're not familiar, it's kind of a lighter kind of ambient post-rock stuff, and they are based out of Norway, if I'm not mistaken. The release is out on, I think it's their own label called Biofon Records, but we're gonna hear a track off of that, something called Interval Signal, and then I'll get back to you, and I think we'll talk to you some more. So I think we'll just hear this one track from Biosphere right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Interval Signal. Thank you.
Thank you. the haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was an older release from Tim Hecker called Haunt Me, Haunt Me, Do It Again. And you heard the track called Arctic Lovers Rock, Part 1. And that was put out on Alienate Records way back in September 2010. And I do believe it was a double vinyl. And I think Alienate Records is on a long hiatus. But if you're not familiar, Alienate's a Montreal-based kind of experimental and ambient noise and post-rock record label out of Montreal, like I said, kind of similar to Constellation Records, but a little bit more experimental if I had to summarize it. But anyways, prior to Tim Hecker, you heard something from Biosphere with a track called Interval Signal off the new Shortwave Memories release. And Biosphere's electronic kind of ambient droney kind of post-rock group out of Norway, and they have a new release out. And we're going to keep going with some more electronic music, and we're going to hear some new stuff from DJ Python, a track off a single called Club Sentimientos Volume 2 out on the Incienzo record label. We're going to hear a track called TMMD, and in brackets it says IMMMD. Then after DJ Python, we're going to hear something from Lena Filipovic with a track off the Magnificat release. And I think we'll hear just these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from DJ Python and a track off a... I guess it's a single. There's only three tracks on this release, but anyways, I guess you just call it a single. But anyways, this track is called TMMD. We'll be right back. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Lena Filipovic and a track of the new album called Magnificat, a very kind of quiet ambient release. And you heard a track called A Song of Simeon, and that was put out on the record label called Time Release Sound and Time Sensitive Materials, which is based out of Alameda, California. And Lena Filipovic is a Belarusian artist, and really, really nice, kind of beautiful and light and ambient music. But before Lena Filipovic, you heard something from DJ Python with a track called DMDD, taken from the Club Sentimientos release, Volume 2. And we're going to keep going some more experimental electronic music in this next set. And we're going to hear a classic going back from all the way to 1989. We're going to hear the debut album of Meat Beat Manifesto. The Storm the Studio release is what you're going to hear. And you're going to hear a track called Reanimator Part 4. And this is the highly influential debut album that kind of put them on the map for kind of the heavy, clanging, industrial sound that they have. But anyways, Jack Dangers is mainly... Well, Jack Dangers is Meat Beat Manifesto, and he's put out a huge discography of really amazing industrial music. So check out the discography if you haven't, if you live under a rock and don't know about Meat Beat Manifesto. But anyways, I know there's some different versions of this series. I know there's Reanimator Part 5 to 8, but I think those are on some live and tour-only releases. But anyways, it's interesting that they have a series of tracks unreleased. But anyways, there's a four series of tracks. One's called God OD, Strap Down, and I Got the Fear. But we're going to hear the Reanimator track right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Meat Beat Manifesto.
A spokesman at the Health Ministry said, to talk repeatedly about AIDS will cause the public to panic. Tourism will certainly be affected.
Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some classic Meat Beat Manifesto with a track called Reanimator Part 4, taken from the Storm the Studio release. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from a new release from Rilla, which is out on the Subcult record label, and a new release out called Ujeki, which is it says an EP, but there's actually like eight quite long form tracks on this, very kind of dark, dramatic kind of club type releases. And once again, that's Rilla, that's R-I-L-L-A, and I do believe the Subcult label is a Shanghai based label. But we're going to hear the opening track, something called Get Up 8, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. We might just hear this track, and then I'll talk to you some more, or I'll surprise you and play something right after. I guess we'll have to see. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Rilla. This track is called Get Up 8. Thank you. Something from Fetter, a track called A Different Body, and that's a artist named Jessica Tucker, and you can find out her music at fedder.bandcamp.com, and she's based out of Amsterdam, and that track is featured on the really cool compilation called Donne Che Corino Coi Lupe, a compilation put out of all female artists on the Osar Editions record label, which is a label founded by Elena Columbi, who is based out of Amsterdam. And this is a really cool compilation. Definitely check it out. It features Cecina Provera, as well as Lilina, Sylvia Castell, as well as another track by Fetter, and other really, really cool stuff. Once again, that's the Donne Che Corino Coi Lupe compilation out on Osair Editions. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. And I'm going to leave you with something from Barnt, a track out on the Compact label, or a release, I should say. Pro Metal Fan Decor Only product is what you're going to hear, and you'll hear a track called Fan. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is something from Barnt.